As mindfulness practice matures, it expands outward so that we can learn to be mindful in all situations in our life, in all experiences. Part of the tremendous power of mindfulness is when we learn that it can be applied in all circumstances. When we can see how a moment of clear mindfulness is a moment of freedom, then we can understand that it's possible to be free in all circumstances, provided that there is clear mindfulness. And this implies that there are no distractions for mindfulness practice. There are just more things to bring under the light of mindfulness. So we've talked about mindfulness of breathing, mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of emotions, mindfulness of thinking, made mention of mindfulness of hearing, sounds, mindfulness in activity, walking, and different activities here. And while we could name and point to other areas of being mindful, all things are meant to be included. Whatever arises in our experience, whatever arises as something that can be known. And in a relaxed way, we just allow ourselves to know what is arising in the moment. Maybe a little bit like if you playfully, enjoyably are going to cross a shallow river on all kinds of rocks that are sticking up in the river, and you kind of skip or bounce or walk from one stone to the next across the river. You might be fully present for each stone. Right there, just coming down and touching and feeling the whether it's firm and to hold you, and then focusing on the next one and receiving that. So each moment of things that arise is a stepping stone. And to kind of enjoy in a relaxed way, perhaps, being with each thing and not getting retrospective, not getting stuck with what happened by thinking about it or analyzing it, but being fresh for the next moment of experience. And there's one other area of mindfulness that can be very helpful that we just touched on also, but I want to emphasize it this morning. And this is how we are mindful. How we are aware. We can be aware of the stepping stones. We can be aware of sounds and thoughts and body and feelings and all these different things. But how we're aware can also be included in mindfulness. So I'd like to do a little exercise with you to explore this how. And it begins by bringing your attention to some place in your body that's you can feel that is neutral, doesn't have a lot of associations or doesn't feel uncomfortable particularly. It's a simple place to go. And I recommend that you use your right hand. It could be somewhere else, but bring your awareness into your right hand. and feel the sensations of your right hand. Being mindful of the sensations of the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, the fingers, feeling the contact of the hand against some other part of the body. Feeling the pulsing or vibrating that might be there in the hand. There might be sensations of warmth or coolness. Heaviness and lightness. Tingling and aching. Pleasure and discomfort. Chances are that if you bring your awareness, mindfulness into the hand, you start feeling a kaleidoscope of different sensations. Different things come and go. In keeping your attention in your hand, see if you can also notice how you're being aware of it. Is there, what comes along with being aware? Are you curious or bored? Are you leaning forward and into it? Or are you hesitant and holding back? Are you straining to feel the hand? Or are you kind of complacent, kind of relaxed, couldn't care less? Would you say you're more in the control tower of the head, thinking about the sensations? Or are you more in the sensations themselves, feeling them in the hand? Is there any judgment about how you're paying attention? Judgments that, or ideas that you're not doing good enough with the exercise, or you're doing it great, or your mind wanders off a lot, and ideas of failure, too difficult, or ideas of relief to have a specific exercise to do. One of the things, as we become aware of what we bring with us as we're mindful, it might be possible to begin to simplify the awareness. So awareness of the hand doesn't have a lot of commentary, judgments. It's calm, relaxed, deliberate. Maybe it doesn't have a strong sense of being the doer of awareness, but more a sense of awareness happening, And then you might try now to have a calm, relaxed, and deliberate awareness that switches from the right hand to the left hand. And see if you can notice what it feels like to have a calm, open, but committed attention. That allows the sensations of the hand to come into awareness. Simple awareness. Notice if there's anything extra about how you're aware that's more than very simple, matter-of-fact awareness that allows the sensations of your hand to be there in a simple way. And then now, with a calm, relaxed, deliberate way, switch your attention to that part of your body where you experience breathing. And then see if you can notice how you're aware of the experience of breathing in that area. Might there be ways of letting the awareness of breathing be simple, direct, committed, but no strain? Maybe allowing yourself to be aware more than doing awareness. If there's any tension involved in being aware, perhaps you can relax the tension. Relax in such a way that awareness becomes something that happens, not something you do. You're naturally aware. If we're relaxed. And as you sit here, different things will come into awareness. Breathing, body sensations, sounds, feelings and thoughts. Experiment with how you're aware of all these things as they arise. So you can be clearly aware, clearly mindful, in a way that feels a certain degree of freedom from what is known. As like many of you know, that one of the central values of Buddhism is the idea of being awake. And it's said that the word Buddhism, in fact, comes from the word to be awake. And so if you're practicing Buddhism, you're practicing awakeism. To be awake. And I like this word awake. Sometimes to use that more than mindful. To be awake to your experience, whatever it is. Because sometimes the connotations of mindfulness suggest kind of work, and nowadays, you know, mindfulness is everywhere. You're supposed to be mindful and like this big duty. There's, you know, it's hard to have this, to see being awake as a duty. To be awake to your experience, be awake to your breath. And I don't know how the word, connotations for the word awake is for you, but for me it has connotations of not needing to change what is there, or not needing to manipulate or get it, make things go away. But it's kind of like the light has been turned on, or there's a clarity. Oh, this, be awake. Nothing more has to happen when you're awake. You're awake to the experience. And one of the associations I have with being awake is when we have succeeded in teasing apart our capacity to be aware from our reactions and desires and fears and self-identity issues. We kind of separate awareness from self, from the part of the self where we think I'm the one doing, I'm responsible, I'm doing it right, I'm doing it wrong, I'm this kind of person. We separate awareness from, you know, our expectations, our, you know, all this extra stuff that we have. And so awareness can be awake here. And there's kind of freedom in being awake. And one of the freedoms is freedom from self, freedom from the self-identity, self-definition, self as the one who is impacted by everything or has to do everything. Isn't that we have to do away with some of that notions of self? But awareness doesn't have to be tied to it. It's possible to kind of open up and relax and be awake to what is. And it's, I think, it's one of the great treasures of human life, our capacity to be aware, clearly aware, simply aware. And then the art of this practice is to have continuity with that, or to be steady in that, to stay in the flow of that, to stay with it. Keep opening to this, to this, to this. And each time you wake up, to really wake up and be with that experience fully for a moment or two, however long you can, and then remember to do it again. But not doing it with all this extra idea of it's work. Even the idea of work is too much. Maybe even play is too much. It's almost like we do it again by almost by relaxing, by not doing. By not doing the things that take us away from being aware. It's almost as if awareness is our natural state unless we leave it. So awareness, it's a fascinating topic. Don't try too much to figure out what it is. But do experiment with it and explore it and feel it and kind of look and see what are the different qualities of it and what are the extra things you bring along with it and how do you lose it and what is it like when you lose it and what's it like when you regain it? What's this amazing thing you have that's awareness? And why would Buddhism say that if you really rest in awareness, there's a certain kind of freedom from self in that experience? What is it? What is this thing? It's a great thing to discover. So I hope that today, Cindy, you enjoy the day, enjoy the practice of mindfulness, and if what I've talked about this morning doesn't make sense to you, then you can be mindful of not making sense. And then you're right where you're supposed to be. You don't have to be anywhere else. Confusion, mindful of confusion. Right there, then you're practicing. And whatever is happening is the place of practice. So you've done wonderful work these days of practice we've had. I appreciate very, very, very much your engagement, your sincerity, and it's an amazing thing to come on retreat. Even though I know from my own experience that if we're in the middle of our own practice, we kind of think, you know, it's hard, we're difficult, we're the only one who's not somehow doing it, or I don't know what, all kinds of things. It's challenging. But in the wider context of this world that we live in, it's a phenomenal thing you're doing. It's an awesome, brave, noble, valuable thing to be in a silent retreat and do this kind of practice, every single one of you. So I have tremendous appreciation. And I want to hope that you appreciate that your efforts are not wasted. They're all good. And with that, because of the work you've done, I would like to encourage you to kind of really settle in into this retreat. And maybe there's a gentle, loving way you can be even more wholehearted, just here, close to the practice for the day. And with that, I think we won't take any questions this morning, just so that stay close to yourself and stay with your own flow and be intimate with your practice, be intimate with yourself. Stay in your samadhi bubble. Thank you all.